encounter Jesus by faith. Amen. What is faith? What is faith? Faith is the ability to believe the word of God. Faith is the ability to believe the word of God. And when we believe the word of God, then the Spirit of the Lord confirms what we believe. Amen? Faith is the ability to believe the word of the Lord. And when we believe the word of the Lord, the Holy Spirit demonstrates it, confirms it. So, how does faith work for us? How does our belief in the Word of God works for us? How do we encounter or experience the manifestation of faith or the Word of God? Because we have this Word in front of us, and we know it's the word of the Lord. And we read it, and we're inspired by it. How does this word manifest a breakthrough or begin to manifest a breakthrough for us? How does faith benefit my situation or my condition? Faith is believing the word of God. And when we believe the word of God, then the Holy Spirit confirms it. I'm repeating. How can you believe without seeing? We have two eyes, so two different sets of ability to see. We have the physical eyes that sees natural things. And we have the spiritual eyes that understands or sees spiritual things. So, in the natural, you believe what you see. The same thing in the spirit, the things of the spirit, you believe what you see. So if it's very practical for us to believe what we see in the natural, for example, in the natural, I see Bomathi. I see her. There's nothing you can say to me as far as my two eyes can see. There's nothing you can say to me that will make me doubt that Bomati is not sitting here. Unless I'm crazy. Amen? So the ability of the physical eyes to see and believe, and nothing can make me doubt. The same way, in the things of the Spirit, God says, nothing is impossible for them that believe. So for you to believe, you have to see. Because by seeing, you cannot doubt. And belief is the ability to remove doubt. And that's what faith is. What you believe is what makes you walk by faith. The difference between just ordinary hearing and hear by faith. But the difference between you hear and you have faith because you are inspired by the word of God. But the difference between that and belief is that belief has an action to it. When you act on what you hear, then you really believe it. Because you see it. Again, if you understand the physical, then by understanding the physical, you are able to capture the spiritual. And when the spiritual becomes real to you, you are able to manifest your breakthroughs. So again, in the natural, I see Bomati. She's wearing a red, beautiful, pink. Huh? Pink, okay. Bomati likes pink. So she's wearing a pink, nice pink dress. Amen? I see her. I can describe her. So Kama will come and say, Bomati is not sitting on this second row. Kay will come and say, Bomati is not sitting here. You can bring 10,000 people here and they will shout and yell, Bomati is not sitting here. I'll look at them and say, you're wasting your time. 10,000 people shouting cannot persuade me because I see. That's how faith works. When you see by faith, 1,000 opposition cannot change your action. That's why Martin Luther said, the just, one revelation shall walk, live by faith. The whole Catholic world could not stop him because he saw it. So faith is the ability to see something that is hidden from the natural eyes. So that makes it spiritual. The natural, you believe and you don't doubt. But the difference between the natural and seeing and you don't doubt is seeing a substance that is not natural but is real. You can see it, you believe it, it's real, and nothing can change your heart. So that's why Jesus says in the book of Mark 11:22 down, he says, have faith, God's kind of faith. He says, you shall say to this mountain, be moved, and it will move. Say, when you start praying, believe that you receive what you are praying about, and you will have it. He says, when you are praying and you say, he says, believe what you are saying, and you have what you say. How can you believe what you are saying if you have not seen it? So the reason I'm saying Bomati is wearing a pink dress is because She's sitting on the second seat because I see it. And because I see it, I believe it. And you ask me, I want you to put your neck on the line that you're seeing Bomati. That if people come to prove that Bomati is here or not, if it's real, I will put my neck on the line. Won't you? If you have two eyes, is that? You will. And they come and they'll prove to see, oh yes, you're right. She is really sitting here with a pink dress. So, the reason God uses the natural to unfold the spiritual is so that we can relate. So when you hear the word, all things are possible to him or them that believe, that's what he's talking about. Because belief is the absence of doubt. Unquestionable that you know she's sitting here. So, how many of you know that this word came all the way from God? This is the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. And the word became flesh. And this is spoken and written by prophets, by the word that came out of the mouth of God's people. So, if you're following me, and you're paying attention, and you're listening by the Spirit, what is the difference between knowing this word, reading this word, memorizing this word, you're inspired by it every Sunday, you know this is the word of the Lord, you know God has given you promises, you know God has spoken things in this Bible relating to your need. So what's the difference between or seeing the manifestation of what God says that we are praying about and this word? The difference is the ability to see what God is saying. Once you see it, you can never doubt it. What you see, you can't doubt. Sometimes what you hear, you can question. Unless Bomati is sitting here, and I say, Bomati, tell me hi. Bomati, say hi. Bomati, say hi. So I can say, I heard Bomati tell me hello. Amen? I can't doubt it. I heard Bumati's voice. And she was sitting here. This is the word of the Lord. But for this word and the promises of this word to effect, transform, empower, and translate a situation into breakthrough, you have to believe it. Nothing is impossible. Amen. So our problem in the area of faith is the ability to believe. It's not just the hearing. And hearing is the ability to translate what we're hearing to seeing. Because when you see, you cannot doubt. The disciples, when Jesus rose from the dead, before he left, came among them, and his Bible says, he opened their understanding, and they saw, and they said, wow, This is what you've been telling us all along. What does it mean for you to see the Word of God? Remember, Hebrews 11 says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. Amen? He says, faith is the substance. How many of you know what a substance is? Something that is tangible. Something that is real. Just like Bomati City. But the difference is, he said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things you don't see. The difference is, you don't see it with your physical eyes, but it's there, it's real. So what do you see that makes you believe? Amen? I want you to hear by the Spirit. What do you see that makes you believe? Again, follow closely the natural so you can believe the supernatural. If Bomati is sitting here, natural, I'm looking at Bomati. Amen? I'm looking at Bomati. She's here. I'm physically here. She's physically, I can see. Because we believe in the natural. Amen? So I say, Bomati, I have a need for $100. I really am desperate. I don't have it. They're going to kick me out of the house. Or I'm going to use it for hospital bills. Something that $100 must solve the problem. And Bomati has $100 or $10 or $1,000 in her purse. And she says to me, this is serious what I'm saying. I'm not joking. You have to get what I'm saying. And she says, here, I give you $100. Will you? And she has it in her hands. Will you believe it? I mean, naturally. You believe it, isn't it? Will you receive it? Are you here? Amen? I'm not asking you a trick question. I want you to get something. She's physically here. She has what I need. She's willing to give it to me. And I ask her, and she gives it to me. Will you receive it? Does it meet your need? Will I walk away knowing my need has been met? Amen. That's easy, isn't it? Now, why do we walk away from this place without our needs met? So, faith is the ability to see. As I see her in the natural, the ability to see. What do you see for you to believe? Listen carefully. The Bible says, in the beginning was what? The Word of God. And the Word was what? In God's heart with God. The Word and God are one, isn't it? And the Word was God. Meaning this Word and God is one. Meaning this Word is God's ability. It's impossible for everything in this world not to deliver what God says it will deliver. Amen? So if this word is, the spirit of this word is one with God, is the word of God, do you know what the Bible says? It says the word became flesh. Who is that? Jesus. Isn't it? So, the word became flesh and is what? Jesus. So what happens? There was a time when this word became flesh and it was Jesus. The people that lived in his time when he was in the flesh, Jesus is passing by. Jesus is around. Jesus is here. So they go to where Jesus is and some touch him and something happened. Some say, Master, open my eyes. Open my ears. I have this need. I have that need. And Jesus, in the flesh, says, you are healed. Jesus in the flesh says, receive your sight. Jesus in the flesh says, your sins are forgiven you. Jesus in the flesh releases what they needed, isn't it? And they walked away knowing they have encountered Jesus. Because Jesus is the manifestation word of God. Isn't that true so far? So, now you can see him physically. You can see Jesus physically. Why? Because he died, rose again, and is physically in his glorified body gone. So we can see him physically. But he still has the promise, the word. It has not changed. This word is the same yesterday, is the same today, and it can never change the same tomorrow. It's the same word. So what's the difference between Jesus there speaking and people receiving and Jesus now? Speaking and people not receiving. What's the difference? It's faith. Faith. They saw him physically then. It was easier for them to believe. And some of them didn't believe his word. But others believed because they saw the miracles. They believed. But now, the Bible says, you don't know him anymore by the flesh. How do you see Jesus now? So you can believe. You see, this word by itself is called the letter of the word. Meaning, you just read it, you memorize it. But when this word becomes Jesus to you, it becomes spirit. So when you hear this word by the Spirit, it's no more a letter to you. It's Jesus talking to you. It's Jesus saying, receive. But still it's complicated because we all receive revelation. So, how do I see Jesus here right now? So that as I'm seeing Bo Martin, he says, I give you my promise, I give you this honor, I give you, your need is met. How can I see Jesus here and have an encounter with him and be able to say, you said I'm healed, you said I'm whole, you're speaking to me. How am I able to walk out of this place believing and walking away with what is equivalent to my need being met? Knowing that if she can give me $100, and because he has the ability, Jesus says, nothing is impossible, what I've spoken to you, he has the ability. How do I walk out of this place having the peace and the understanding I just received from Jesus? And there's no doubt my need is met. How does that happen? So in the beginning the word was with God and the word was God. The word became flesh. So when the flesh is taken away, the word is still the word. The word is still spirit. The only difference is not here in the flesh. How do you see him? You see him. You experience him. Just like the Father sent Jesus, Jesus sent the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. Amen? Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Was released on the day of Pentecost. Spirit of God. He has never left. The level to which you become aware of his presence is the level to which you become aware of Jesus in our midst. Holy Ghost only does what he hears Jesus say. Amen? And everything Jesus will say to us is here. So what does that mean? So it means anytime you mix faith to this word, the Holy Ghost will perform it so that Jesus will be glorified. What does that mean? God uses the natural to help me establish the spiritual. Another example of how you know that you know that you know that Jesus is here. He sent his spirit, isn't it? So the Holy Ghost is the spirit of the Lord. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of the Lord because he is the Lord. Amen? So the spirit of somebody is one with the person, one with the word, is represented. The spirit of the person represents the person. Amen? Before I go to the natural illustration, let me say this to you, how the Holy Ghost represents in a way you can look at. All I'm saying, all the Spirit of the Lord is saying this morning is he's shifting your ability to doubt what God says he can do for you. He's opening your eyes to walk by faith and receive from the Spirit to the natural what God has for you. So, in the natural again, I'm referring to the Holy Spirit now. In the natural, if Pastor Van is in Chicago, I don't see him physically. He's on the phone on the other side. I'm on the phone on this side. I don't have to see him. And Van says, Michael, I give you the $100 you're asking for to pay your bill or hospital, whatever. This is very, I really need $100. I'm going to be kicked out of the house or I need to be at a hospital. I don't have it. It's something I really need. He's on the phone. I'm here. He's not physically here. He's talking to me on the phone. And he says, go and pick up the money at Walmart. I have it there for you. I will believe it with all my heart. When I hang up from that phone, I'm going to go to Walmart and pick up that money. Because I just talked to him. And it was real to me. I didn't have to see him. So the Bible says, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will not speak of himself. He's just going to speak only what he hears the Lord say. He's the power of God, the Holy Spirit. Amen? So, he comes to demonstrate, to confirm, when Jesus has spoken, when you believe this word, the Holy Ghost will demonstrate it. Why? So that Jesus can be said, he is real, he's here. For where two or three are gathered, I am in your midst. Two or three are gathered in my name. Amen? So the biggest problem we have, if we can believe somebody when we see him, as believers, as Christians, the biggest problem we have is the ability to know that this word can be seen with spiritual eyes. And we believe. And our problem is, because we cannot see it, we don't believe it. And so, we don't act on what he's told us he can do or he has done. That's why we don't walk by faith. We walk by sight. The natural illustration I want to give you about the Holy Spirit, again, is every one of you in this place, what is giving you the power for you to be here in this room in terms of life? Oxygen, isn't it? Oxygen. Do you see it with your natural eyes? Do you see oxygen? Can you? Of course, if the fan is blowing really strong, you say, that fan is blowing. That's when you feel the oxygen. You feel it. But do you have to feel it all the time? If the fan is not there, you know oxygen is here. Many times, we have to go by, the Holy Ghost just touched me. So something spooky, something extraordinary, something has to push you, something has to move, something, you have to feel, you have to see a fire, you have to see a wind, you have to see an earthquake, you have to see something to believe that the Holy Ghost is here. Jesus. But God told Jeremiah, the still voice, the word of the Lord, is more powerful than signs. In the natural, you don't need the fan to blow in your face. The mighty rushing wind at the upper room. If I don't see that wind, there's no power in this place. Do you need a wind to tell you why you're breathing? You believe the reason you breathe, and 24/7 you have oxygen. Why will you not believe you have power 24/7 right there all the time? The Holy Ghost is the spiritual manifestation of the presence of God. This whole thing the Spirit of God is sharing with us was confirmed by the song. I repeated that song many times because of the direction of the Holy Spirit. Your presence is a manifestation of heaven as it is in heaven, so on earth. So, the moment you're born again, or while we're sitting here, the reason you can hear and receive from me, it's because you're born again. Spirit of God is in you. You don't need a fire, lightning, a wind for you to believe the Holy Ghost is here. So if the Holy Ghost is here, the Holy Ghost is here to confirm that Jesus, he came to represent Jesus. I don't need to physically see Jesus because the Holy Ghost is here to prove to me that Jesus sent him. He's here to represent Jesus. But then I have to believe what Jesus has said to me before the Holy Ghost can demonstrate it. So, the ability to see gives us the faith to believe physically and spiritually. How does what I've shared with you now, how do I go from seeing to manifestation? So, this is how it works. Bumati is here physically. He says, I have $100 for you. She's not going to throw the $100 to me. I'm going to have to walk over. Why am I walking over? Because physically speaking, she has the money. I have to go over and receive it. Amen? I pray you have all this money inside this place. Amen? I have to go there and receive it. So I have $100 here. Amen? So I have $100 with me. Physically speaking. What do I do with the $100? It's supposed to meet a need, isn't it? Whether it's a hospital bill or light bill. I have to take the $100 and go to where I pay the bill. And I pay my bill. The need is met. Amen? That's how he works in the spirit. Esther got a breakthrough with the people. And the only way to receive the breakthrough, the only place to receive the breakthrough is where the king is. Esther, the law says, the rule says, you can't go to the king at a particular time. You cannot go. The road is blocked. Amen? So here, they prayed. And they received a confirmation from heaven. That after 3 days, that all of them have fasted, they prayed. Breakthrough has come. Meaning, in the spirit, Jesus says, it's done. I was on the phone with him. He said, it's done. I can't see him. It's done. Van says, it's done. Go to Walmart and pick it up. So God is saying, you received breakthrough. You received answer. So I received breakthrough. I sit there. But where I need to pick up my breakthrough is at the king's hands. And the Lord says, I can't go there. There's an obstacle. What did Esther do? Esther saw it. Clear. A breakthrough has come. Esther knew inside, just like this physical thing I just did. Esther saw it, understood it clear by the Spirit. The breakthrough has come. The release has come. That the road was clear. Favor has come. Breakthrough. So Esther knew that favor has come. It was not a risk. When you get a breakthrough, please understand what I'm saying. Risk is, I'm not seeing Bomati and pretend like I'm seeing Bomati in the natural. And I go bet my life on that. No. Risk is when you have not really seen in the spirit and you start pretending. You can be hurt thinking you're walking by faith. The ability to pray, wait until you see and it's clear. And the Lord says, it's done. So Esther was not going to the king taking a risk. even though in the natural, it says that's not the time. In natural, it looks like a risk. It looks like she's going to be killed because it's not her time. But there's a breakthrough. In the spirit, it's clear that there's no more risk. So Esther has to go, like I went there in the natural, Esther has to go to the king and see, experience favor. When she went there, to everybody's surprise, instead of, why are you here? Take this woman and kill her, she's trespassed. The king lifted up the scepter. Come over, Esther. What do you want? I will give you anything, even within my kingdom. Anything. That's prayer, but then you see the breakthrough. And then you walk to receive the breakthrough. That's faith. That wasn't a natural walk. That was a spiritual walk. Because in the natural, it was an obstacle. Let me start rounding up this so we can pray. God told Moses, this is now the same principle. Here is a Red Sea. It's totally blocked. Physically, there's a blockage. You can see that physically there's sickness. Physically, there's a financial need. Physically, there is a problem here. It's a mountain. But you've been praying, you've been seeking, and somehow you got a breakthrough. And you see and you know a breakthrough has happened. And God told him to go. So as Moses then were going, all these thousands, millions of people were crying. They were looking at the natural. Crying, God, you brought us here to die. God, you said we should come out. You led us. The enemy is coming. All they just crying, 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 crying. So Moses was affected. He went back to God. God says, Moses, I already told you you're healed. I already told you I'm giving you financial. I already told you I'll do this. Don't pray about it anymore. It's time for your feet to receive it. It's time for your action to manifest it. You've crossed the level of the revelation that the breakthrough, the faith, but now you have to put action to receive it, like Esther did. So he says, take your rod and move forward. So Moses moved forward, and the obstacle started clearing. That's faith. Faith is seeing, hearing clear, and you move. And your action brings results in the physical. That's what faith is. Hearing, 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 hearing. Revelation, 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 revelation. Without action means you've not seen it. It doesn't click yet. Because what you see, you can't doubt. And what you don't doubt, you act on. Amen. So, why is the Spirit of God leading us this way? Because the season, a new season has come. After the 21 days of prayer and fasting, a new season has come. Remember the promises of the Lord? What is the new season? He said we go from faith to faith, from grace to grace, from glory to glory. A new season means you have stepped into a new level of trusting, believing, and walking with God. You have gone beyond the old. You've entered another level. And another time again, another level will come. Another level. God doesn't want us to be stagnant, going through the same thing for 40 years, never move in the spirit. That's what Christianity ought to be. You must see meaningful growth. Meaningful growth. Faith level grow. Experience level grow. Relations level grow. Obedience level grow. Because there will always be challenges. There will always be problems. But God wants your faith level to rise so you can experience miracles. So, after 21 days of prayer, and 21 days in this season of seeking God, God says breakthrough has come. Amen? So what is breakthrough? It means God is saying, I've released favor. I have released favor. I've given you an approval to come up higher, to believe me, trust me. So what do you do when God is now saying, breakthrough has come, favor has come? That means God is calling us to a new level of faith. What is faith? To a new level of believing. By stepping. Taking some steps of faith. You never step out by faith unless you believe. And I know you know what belief is now. Doubt is not there. Now, let me prepare your heart so you don't, because I've been there. So I just want to warn you, just so you know how it works. Because of our mindset of the past, because of our coming out of the world, and we always walk by the natural, and we always walk by what we see and feelings and our five senses. I want you to let you know that sometimes you have to fight the fight of faith. What is a fight of faith? You receive prayer today because God has inspired you. You believe. What happens? You might see some breakthrough. You might see all of the breakthrough. You might see total breakthrough. But this is how it works. Pharaoh is like unbelief in our system. It's a unbelief that God wants to kill. So Moses comes to Pharaoh and says, let my people go. Let their cattle go. Release my finances. Release my business. Release this. You pray. God told him. But what did Pharaoh do? Pharaoh says, no. Our mind can do that to us. The devil can resist us. Because Pharaoh says no, does it mean that God has not told you breakthrough has come? Moses went back and says no. Every time Pharaoh says no, you hit with another level of faith. You hit with another level of faith. You hit until you knock out Pharaoh. In this context, I'm using Pharaoh as unbelief. Is something that fights you when God is already. Don't, because you receive a breakthrough here, you see a little sign here, you say, and then you are believing you're moving forward, and all of a sudden you hit a roadblock. If you stop there, you're compromising the level God is taking. You must hit Pharaoh, hit unbelief. How do you do it? You press in, you stay there, you keep on, you stay there because you have seen. Amen? You have heard from the Lord. You have received, not presumptions. You've received, because it might not seem with physical eyes, but you receive this word and the Holy Spirit is saying, our generation, this generation, is lost. Men and women who demonstrate faith. So all we have in church is, my money can buy it, my money can take care of it, my this can do it, and whatever I cannot do, I'll just live with it. I have good news for you. we have entered a season that your Pharaoh cannot stop your miracle. We have entered a season that all you'll be hearing from this place is that if God is for you, who will be against you? What you'll be hearing in this season is a provocation of faith, inspiration of faith, the ability to see in the Spirit, the ability to walk it out in the Spirit, and the ability to receive. We've entered a season where we are not going to tolerate our sickness, poverty, the obstacles dictating to our lives. It is time for us to tell the mountain, it's time to go. Understand what I'm saying. Not foolishly, but because faith has become real to you. It's time to walk by faith. It's time. We've entered this season where if God is real, he must be really my problem. He must be really my need. The difference why all the problems in this world, there are people there crying in Africa, there are people crying in South, there are people crying in America, all these things. Where is God? God from the fall of man only responds to faith. He's a big God, but faith is the only thing that puts him to action. Or else, need everyone. God is not moved by tears. There are people that can cry more than you all night. 5 days, you are still crying. Your tears will look like nothing. But one little ounce of faith moves heaven and moves mountains. Because you believe him that is invisible. More than that, that is visible. It pleases him to know you're willing to trust him even though you don't see him, because this is real to you. That's what Christianity, that's what Mount Zion would challenge you to walk by. So having said that, I want to agree with you this morning. I want to stand with you this morning. As we've entered into a new season. What is a new season? Where God makes a way where there seems to be no way. Where God causes dry places to receive water. Where God makes the impossible possible. Where God begins to step in into natural things and causes the supernatural to change circumstances. I want to believe that's our season now. We might start crawling, we might start walking, but we're going to run with faith eventually. But we have to start somewhere. Amen? So before we take communion this morning, I want you to step out by faith. I don't know what you're believing God for, but I want you to come to this altar. And I want you to believe a scripture, a promise from this Bible that refers to your situation. That promise is the word of the Lord in regards to that need. And based on what I've shared with you, I want you to believe that Jesus spoke that word to your need. And if you believe it, I want you to come out here and I want to pray in agreement with you for that word and what you're believing God for to be activated. Amen? So if you believe that you'll breathe without, if you don't have to see oxygen, to believe that what's keeping you alive, my brothers and sisters, the same power that created the universe, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, you don't need a fan, you don't need to blow, you don't need to cause lightning here. He is in this place. He comes alive when faith steps in. So, I want to pray with you. And after we pray, I would like to leave the communion here. After prayer, even if you don't come for prayer, that's okay. But you just come to this place. After I pray with you, you can take the communion and go to your seat and thank God for that breakthrough. And use the communion as a seal. But it doesn't matter whether you come out for prayer. Still take the communion and go to your seat and believe God. It's a seal for your breakthrough. For a new season. Amen. Hallelujah. You can just line up here. And let me tell you something about faith. Faith is not emotional. I just told you. You can line up. Just make a line. Yeah. Faith is not emotional. Faith is real. Amen? How many of you now, from what I've shared, how many of you know that God is in this place? He's here. He's here. He's here. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. So carry on, Baba. Your presence is heaven to me. Joseph, you can just play, just stay on that song unless the Lord moves you into another realm. So just play on the keyboard. Later I'll pray with you. Just hallelujah. You have a scripture in your heart that is connected to what you need God to do for you. Take that scripture as if you're receiving like that pause. Take that scripture that you've received something from the Lord. Is the word of the Lord for your situation? Is the word of the Lord for you? And that word is Jesus. And whatever Jesus says never fails. Meditate on that scripture. Thank him for that scripture. Because it's not scriptures. It's the word of the Lord. And his spirit is here to confirm that that word is not just for yesterday. It's for now. Rema Rosco Rimasenta. Rebecca is Corina Masketa. As I lay my hands on you, it is the Lord saying, receive that scripture. Receive the seal of that scripture. Is the Lord saying to you, I agree. And the laying on of hands is a confirmation and a seal. So as I lay my hands on you, I am an ambassador of Christ. And I am confirming to you that so shall it be, that which you have believed. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence, Zanda mama mama rekadabako. Ha! Hallelujah! Hey! Hallelujah! Jesus! Jesus! You are here! You are here! You are here! You are here, Holy Ghost! Every scripture, every word that your children has received today from you is your word, is your promise. And Father, as your ambassador, you have given me authority to confirm your word by the laying of hands. So Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, confirm these words you've given, these promises you've given to your children, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is rekata babashati to me. Receive even that which you have believed. Let it be unto you in the name of Jesus. There be a fulfilling, a fulfillment of the scripture, this word you've spoken, this promise you've given. I release the power to perform. Ha! In the name of Jesus, receive it. Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Roke da bosa. Se maraka deska. Kobe kata muzke brande kaya. The word of the Lord you have believed. The word of the Lord that has come to you. Be established. Be manifested. Be demonstrated by the present, the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Your presence is here. Let it be so. A let your word, your will be done in her life, on earth as it is in heaven. I release in Jesus' name a confirmation, a demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Your presence is heaven. Oh, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Ghost. Glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in this place. Thank you for releasing the manifestation of that which your daughter has received in her heart. It's a word from you. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Your presence is heaven. Receive power. Receive the manifestation by the power of the Holy Spirit. Even this word that you have believed in Jesus' name. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Not by might, it's not by any human efforts, but it's your grace. It's your grace. It's by your Spirit. Your Spirit. So receive, receive, receive even the performance of that which you have believed in Jesus' name. Jesus, your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. You came one way, you're living a different way. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Even that which you have believed, let it be done. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I speak peace to your body. I speak peace to your soul. I speak peace to your mind. Even that which you have believed, be done for you today. In the name of Jesus, receive favor, the performance of the Holy Ghost. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Peace. I speak peace for you. Peace of heart. Peace of mind. For even that which you believed, the Lord will perform by His Spirit in this place. and is doing exceedingly abundantly above your expectation, above your imagination. Peace. In the name of Jesus, receive the manifest power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. You have believed. You have believed. And you have believed. Sometimes you say, God, how long and when? But now, God says, even that which you believed be fulfilled from this moment. The Holy Spirit demonstrate and restore your faith in the name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Spirit be released even now to perform, make the impossible possible. Stand. Spirit of the Lord is on you. Receive it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are here. You are the same yesterday. You are the same right now. You are the same tomorrow. You are the same forever. Do it for your glory. Do it for your praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing even this scripture, this word you've spoken, to fulfillment. As your name, Jesus, be exalted. Receive the performance of that which you have believed in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for a new season has come upon your daughter. Father, thank you for the work you have begun, that she will not look at the former things anymore because of the new things you're bringing to pass. Thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you for pouring fresh water upon dry grounds. Restore the joy of her salvation. Let faith arise again. Thank you for performing, even that she has believed you. In Jesus' name. Take your communion and just seal this moment. Your presence is heaven to me. Ah! Father, thank you. Thank you. My sister, deliverance has come to your house. In the name of Jesus, everything that is in your past and everything that is in your present that is holding you back and fighting your destiny, the favor of the Lord will bring vengeance against every altar that will not let you go. Today, by the Spirit of the Lord, you are moving forward. By the Spirit of the Lord, even that which you believed, be performed in your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Your presence is heaven to me. Ha! Oh, Father. Your presence is heaven to me. Your glory is heaven to me. Your glory is heaven to me. Receive. Receive. Receive a demonstration, a performance of that which you have believed in today. The Lord will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you have asked. Father, a new season upon your sons and daughters today. We are entering this new season. Taste and see that the Lord is good. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you. I wave this promise. I wave the scriptures. I wave this word that your daughter has presented before you. I wave it. I wave it before your throne. And I thank you. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are here. And I thank you for the performance of that which you have believed you. Thank you, Father. For a new season has come. And we receive our miracles. In Jesus' name. Peace. 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 In your life. And in your family. I proclaim peace. In Jesus' name. Receive as an ambassador of Jesus. I release in agreement the performance of your expectation. Father, thank you. This is your season to restore faith, confidence in your children. You have not forgotten them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive in Jesus' name. Your presence is heaven to me. Your glory is heaven to me. Receive even that which you have received. Receive even that which you have believed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. A new place, a new level, because of the performance, the demonstration the power of the Holy Ghost. Is heaven to me? Your glory is heaven to me. Your glory is heaven to me. Exceedingly abundantly and above all that you have asked. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for magnifying Jesus, for glorifying Jesus because of your power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Receive it, Jesus. Your glory is heaven to me. For a new season, a new level, a new place. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Blessing your Son. Receive glory and honor. Receive adoration and thanksgiving. I see you tall in the spirit. It's like you're tall. Really tall. Your presence is heaven to me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I bless you this day. Your daughter in the place of her need. Thank you for revealing yourself to her because of your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for performing even that she's committing to you. Your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Receive it. I speak peace. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Your glory is heaven. receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Your presence is heaven to me. Your glory is heaven to me. Even that which you have believed. You are a woman of faith. And God is not only sealing your faith, but is bringing you to a new level of faith in you. Father, thank you. Thank you for the performance. Thank you for the demonstration of even that is expected of you from your daughter. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Your glory is heaven to me. Your glory is heaven. New seasons come with testimonies, come with hope, come with joy, come with refreshing, come with miracles. Father, I thank you for the word your daughter is standing on this ground. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing exceedingly, abundantly, above, beyond her expectation and imagination. Be glorified in our life. Thank you, Father. Your testimony will be great because your need appears great to you. So shall your testimony be in Jesus' name. Okay, let's go. Let's stand up and seal this time. Father, we thank you for this new season. We thank you for this new day, a season of your anointing and prosperity. Thank you for blessing us. I seal this new season, this new work, everything you've done today as we go forth, Father. Glorify your son Jesus in the life of your children. Thank you, Father, for meeting us. In Jesus' name, amen. You can receive your communion and say, in Jesus' name, amen. 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 Because of our time, amen. Is there any major announcement you need to make? Okay. All right. Okay. We have lunch here. Amen. Today is our Thanksgiving. We're thanking God for this new season. And as a result of Thanksgiving, as God started moving on the five loaves and two fishes, on the lepers, as they thank God, there was a multiplication. Amen. So we are having lunch this afternoon, if you can make it, to celebrate this season of breakthroughs in our lives. Amen. And again, I want to thank God for your tithes and your offering and your giving because of time. But with the new giving, also there's a text to give your tithe to make things easier for you, and the envelopes. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you for bringing us, restoring our hope, our expectations back. You are more than able to do exceedingly above our expectation. Thank you for beginning a miracle in our lives that we'll never forget. Thank you for increased testimony. As we go, we thank you for your provision. Thank you for every vessel you've used to bless Mount Zion throughout. Father, bless your people. Bless this house. Thank you, Father. Bring us back, oh God, next week to celebrate and to give thanks to you for what you begin to do, and take us from glory to glory. In Jesus' name. The Lord's goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. In Jesus' name.